Acts chapter 14. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together to the synagogue of the Jews, and so spoke, that a great multitude both of the Jews and also of the Greeks believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles, and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they, speaking boldly in Yahweh, which gave testimony to the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews, and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it, and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lies round about. And there they preached the good news. And there sat a man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet!" And he leaped and he walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, "The mighty ones are come down to us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was outside their city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, and would have done sacrifices with the people, which, when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they rent their clothes and ran in amongst the people, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do you do these things? We are also men of like passions as you, and preach to you that you should turn from these vanities to the living Yahweh, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are in, who in times past suffered all nations to walk their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." And with these sayings scarcely did they restrain the people, that they did not do sacrifice to them. And there came there certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the good news to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra, and to Iconium, and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples, and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. And when they had ordained them elders in every assembly, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Master on whom they believed. And after they had passed throughout Pisidia, and came to Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there sailed to Antioch, from where they had been recommended to the grace of Yahweh for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come, and had gathered the assembly together, they rehearsed all that Yahweh had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And there they stayed long time with the disciples. End of chapter.